Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Andy Nemchek joining us now. Coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach competed out at the Jayhusker Invitational in Marysville this past weekend. Some second place finishes for you with Tate Cadle at 160, Hunter Prohaska at 170, Braden Burks at 195, Brenna Walker third place, Connor Kozan and Cameron Conkle both finished in fourth. Just as you go back to that tournament, and how the kids wrestle, what were the things that stood out there for you on Saturday?
Well, I thought our kids wrestled pretty well. I was very pleased. Competition was very good. 13 teams in the tournament and some very good teams. We ended up fifth as a team. Shawnee Heights, a very powerful 5A team, won the tournament, and Beatrice, Nebraska was second. Clay Center was third. Augusta was fourth, and we were fifth out of the field of 13 teams. So we saw some great competition. We saw individuals that we will not see again the rest of the season, and like I said, some different styles of wrestling, and that's why we go to this tournament, to see teams like Shawnee Heights, who have their own distinct style of wrestling, a lot of high flyer type moves, and we got caught in a few of those, and it's good for our kids to see that and to wrestle with it and to learn from it. So I was very pleased. We lost some close matches that we wish we could have had back, and some tight matches. But all in all, I thought our kids improved from the week before out at Norton.
Again, we're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. It's a shorter first segment because we got a lot to talk about in the second segment. And coming back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling here on KD Country 94.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And we're back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, busy week coming up for you here. You have some duels coming up on Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday, your Beloit Invitational. JV will be wrestling on Friday at Phillipsburg as well. You guys kind of have it split up here with the tournament. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, what do you expect to see, and what do you want to see from the duels there on Thursday with Southeast Ellsworth and Hoxie?
Yeah, we kind of just threw this together here in the last couple weeks. Hoxie is wrestling in the Beloit Invite, of course, and they will wrestle on Friday, and we are not wrestling until Saturday. But Hoxie asked me if we would be interested in dueling them, and I said sure we would. So we put that together, and then a couple of our league schools, southeast of Saline and Ellsworth, were looking for duels also, and we were scheduled to wrestle Ellsworth later in the month here on the 28th, but we decided to put it all together, and we're going to have a triple duel then on Thursday, and we will wrestle southeast of Saline, and we will duel Ellsworth, and we will duel Hoxie. So we're looking forward to that, getting some matches in, and especially against some league opponents there. So very much looking forward to that.
As you mentioned, you guys will wrestle Saturday, normally a two-day tournament for everybody there at the Beloit Invitational, but with the COVID-19 pandemic and kind of the regulations that Casey set forth, you knew that you're probably going to have to change some things up there with the Invitational this year. I guess, how did you come to the conclusion of having it split into basically kind of a round-robin type situation both days there?
Well, as you say, we're only allowed to have 112 kids in the gym at a time, so we have 18 teams involved in the Beloit Invite, so we basically split it in two with nine teams participating each day, and I think it's the best situation for us with the way things are, and especially we went to a round robin situation, so most of our kids are going to get 4 and 5 matches, and that's what everybody's looking for at this point in the season is just to get matches. And I think it's certainly going to be very competitive, and I think it'll be the best that we can do with the COVID conditions, and everybody will get some good wrestling yet against good competition.
And then your JV is going to compete then at Phillipsburg on Friday. What do you want to see from that?
We always look for matches for our JV kids, and another situation where our kids are going to get some good matches in. That JV tournament is usually a round robin. Some weight classes are round robin. Some are bracketed, depending on how many entries. So we just want to get those kids on the mat and get them some mat time. And we plan on bringing probably 11, 12, 13 kids to that tournament to get them some good competition and get them some mat time.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck in all your competition this week.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Our Osborne Bulldog locker room chats are brought to you in part by NCKSSports.com and by Nextech.
And we'll welcome you back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nate Brown with us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, you had a competition there at the Buzz Madsen Invitational in Oberlin this weekend. Chris Heinz finished in third place, weighed 170 pounds, and you also had Justin Widler wrestling at 145. Always a lot of great competition out there, and just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there in Oberlin on Saturday?
Yeah, with Chris's obviously third place was about what we thought we might get. I mean, that's, you know, you always obviously shoot for first, but given the competition, we're happy third place there. And Chris wrestled well, so it's good to see some Western Kansas competition. We haven't seen too much of that since our own tournament, and so it was good to see that. Now Widler, his weight class, with everybody was seedable 1 through 8. They all had winning records, so he had a tough go and wrestled well, I thought, but just came up short there in a couple matches. So I think even the fourth-seeded kid ended up winning that tournament. Don't quote me on that, but I think he got first or second. So it was top to bottom, a pretty tough bracket. So Justin, I mean, he held his own for what he did. And like I say, with Chris getting third, we was pretty excited about that. And thought he should. I mean, we thought really he was should be in the running for that. So behind Hanson at Plainville, who I think maybe only lost one so far, if that's right or not, I'm not sure, but pretty good kid. So, nope, it was a good tournament. Good to see that. A little bit different, you know, I guess, part of the state anyway, because it's some tough wrestling out there. McCook came down, and they've got some real good kids. So just seeing those, Goodland, like I said, Oberlin, of course, and those Western Kansas schools, it was good to meet up with those.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. And when we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for the Bulldogs on the mats here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Nate Brown, the coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, just one event coming up this week, and actually kind of looking at the schedule, just a couple more events before you get into the postseason. So, first of all, you have this weekend, again, at Thayer Central, Nebraska. This invitational you've been to in the past and know kind of what to expect, I would guess. What are your thoughts on Thayer Central on Friday?
Yeah, normally we do well up there, so you know, excited to go up there. It's a Friday tournament, so we get a Saturday off after that. And obviously, a different part of wrestling, maybe. I don't know if a whole lot of style is different, but, you know, it is different kids that we've never seen. So that's a that's one good plus, is we don't have to worry about, oh, this kid or that. We don't know anybody, so we go up there and just do our thing and wrestle. And normally our kids do well, and I wouldn't expect any different this trip either. Even though these guys are sophomores, I have to go back and look. I don't remember how they placed there last year, but or maybe we didn't go last year. Might have got snowed out of that one last year. Mm-hmm. I can't remember now. But anyway, so but they'll. I'm pretty excited about going up there and, like I say, seeing some different competition and just working on what we do.
At this point of the season, what's like the mindset? What are the things you're working on with the kids? Like I said, you're down to your last couple events before the postseason here.
Yeah, probably the biggest thing right now is just getting in shape, a little bit better shape after that long break from Christmas. We kind of, I don't know if the kids stayed in shape like they should have been, and you know, for whatever reason. But, you know, that's probably the biggest thing. And just, like I say, it doesn't take a whole lot of moves, so it's not like we're teaching any new moves now. It's just a matter of perfecting the ones we do and just wrestling, really, and getting after it and probably, you know, just reaction wrestling. And like I say, probably shape is our biggest kind of thing I see right now that's kind of killing us towards the third period. So we got to hopefully get in a little better shape here these next couple weeks.
Nate Brown, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thank you for the time this week, and best of luck up at Hebron on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech. Here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 High School Wrestling with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling team. Coach, actually a couple events since we talked last. You went to Superior, Nebraska there on Friday, then the Buzz Matson Invitational in Oberlin on Saturday. Go back to Superior first. You guys took the team championship, 142 points ahead of Republic County by 17 points, who had 125. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there? Obviously, some good results individually as well as you took the championship in Superior on Friday.
Yeah, Dusty, you know, we talked last week and we talked about a little bit about just kids stepping on the mat and being able to compete. And I didn't think we did that in the Norton J.R. Durham tournament. But for sure, we stepped on the mat this Friday. We also stepped on the mat this Saturday, and our kids at least competed. Different styles, you know, we've talked about before up in Nebraska. So, we're able to adjust to some of those styles. There are a couple of great teams there. Repco probably beats us if they're healthy. I think they had, I don't know, four, five, six guys in quarantine, and you know, the problems with that this year. But, yeah, as far as our boys stepping on the mat at 126, you know, Bentley won it for us. Jackson Pinckney went back down to 132. And he ended up getting third, and Alex Wilkinson got fourth. He kind of messed up. He was up like 15-5 and got caught, but ended up getting fourth. Stocker ended up, Ryan Stocker at 145 ended up placing for us as well. He got third. Nathan Rabby won it. Jason Davian, our 70-pounder, he got fourth. Jake Kirchhoff ended up winning the tournament. Luke Franklin ended up winning the tournament too at 195, 220. Jake Sass got beat by the Beeson kid from Republic County, which he's a really, really good wrestler. But the match was really close. It was, 7-4? And then Eli Franklin at 285 ended up placing fourth. So, I think everybody we took at least scored points, or if not, place, they scored points, so happy with that.
As you said, competed on Saturday as well, pretty well there at Oberlin. Bentley took first place for you at 126 again in that one, and just overall, yeah, Jake Sass had a nice day again as well in a second place finish at Oberlin. Just what were some of the things that stood out the most there in Oberlin Saturday?
Just for the fact that we did step on the mat again and competed, even when we got beat, I thought our kids wrestled really well. Jake Sass there at 220 ran into like a, I don't even know what you call that dude. He's a buzzsaw. He's enormous. You know, I thought Jake was a big 220 pounder. This guy, about half a head taller than him, and just cut up and almost looked like a Greek god out there. Like, holy moly. Just an enormous, strong kid, and he took us down, put a half in, kind of caught us and pinned us in about 16 seconds. I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
As far as getting on the mat, we competed, I think Jason Davian, for example, he's just a freshman wrestling at 170, which is a tough, tough weight group to wrestle in when you're a freshman. And, he goes out there against a great wrestler and that Plainville kid, Ben Hansen from Plainville, and he gets beat 13-0, but usually Jason rolls over and calls her quits. So I was happy with all that. We competed, so I'm looking forward to practice this week, and I'm looking forward to the two-day tournament that Beloit's having Friday and Saturday. So
we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about the Beloit Invitational here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
No matter how big or how small the job, there's a John Deere compact tractor that's sure to fit your needs. Through February 19, 2021, take advantage of landmark savings on compact tractors with $1,000 off one series, $2,000 off two, $3,000 off three, $4,000 off four, and $5,000 off five series compact tractors. Come in or visit our virtual showroom and save today. Stop by your local Landmark Implement for full details or view our inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the landmark difference.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, getting sent for the Beloit Invitational, which is obviously going to look a lot different this year than it has in the past. Usually there's over 20 teams there, and it's a two-day deal where everybody has a spot on a bracket in a tournament. But this year it's kind of a round-robin format. You guys will be wrestling on Friday. What are your thoughts on the way this looks for you, and what do you expect to see there in Beloit?
Well, first of all, I think the teams that we got put in with were, and I think they did it just strictly by numbers. And I'd hate to bend Beloit, trying to figure this thing out, trying to just keep this thing going. And I take my hat off to those guys and Andy Nemechek and the whole Beloit community, because they didn't want to give this thing up. But I think we have Abilene. Let's try to go out back order here. Concordia, Hoxie, which I'm kind of done seeing Hoxie, but I guess they're going to be there anyway. They're really stacked, tough team. Same with Oberlin. Wouldn't mind going somewhere other than seeing Oberlin again, but they're there. Minneapolis, Plainville, Belvo, Repco, and then Silver Lake. So and then us, obviously, but. Mm-hmm. I think those are the nine. I think there was nine teams there listed off, and then nine teams go in on Saturday. So, it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be a scramble format or how they're going to do it. I know it said round robin, but there's with track wrestling, there's several different ways to do that now. So, looking forward to it.
How do you feel your kids can stack up against that competition that you'll see?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I know Abilene's real good. They're always really good. I know Concordia has some studs as well. I know they've had some problems with putting kids to and from into quarantine, this and that. I know. Hoxie's tough. Oberlin's tough. Minneapolis is tough again. I don't know if there's not a tough team in there. Mm-hmm. We might be the worst team in there, Dusty. I don't know. We'll just see. I just want our kids to step on the mat and compete. You never know when that might be taken away from you this year due to quarantine or due to injury. I'm a 95-pounder injured right now. My varsity 32-pounder is injured right now. So, you just never know. So, hopefully our kids will rise to the occasion and take the challenge that's presented in front of them and do the best that they possibly can do. And that's all we can ask for as coaches. So we'll see. We're looking forward to it. Should be a fun time.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you again for joining us here, and best of luck as you head to Beloit on Friday.
Thanks, Dusty. We appreciate it.
Our Smith Center wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
No matter how big or how small the job, there's a John Deere compact tractor that's sure to fit your needs. Through February 19, 2021, take advantage of Landmark savings on compact tractors with $1,000 off one series, $2,000 off two, $3,000 off three, $4,000 off four, and $5,000 off five series compact tractors. Come in or visit our virtual showroom and save today. Stop by your local Landmark Implement for full details or view our inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.